Hi, I'm Sammy Nkrumah. Our father Kwame Nkrumah, first president of Ghana, once said, "The independence of Ghana is meaningless unless it is linked up with the total liberation of the African continent." Those words were spoken over 60 years ago, but they still carry power today. On the surface, Africa appears free. We have flags, we have parliaments, constitutions. The colonial powers may have withdrawn their soldiers and pulled down their banners. But the deeper question remains, has Africa truly been liberated? Well, the sad truth is, much of our continent still lives under invisible chains. Chains of debt, of unfair trade, manipulated leadership, foreign military bases, and external control over our natural resources. When our economies rely on the same colonial pattern, exporting raw materials and importing everything else, can we truly say that we are free? Look across the continent and ask, who owns the mines? Who dictates the terms of our development loans? Who writes the trade rules? Who benefits when conflicts arise? Far too often, it is the same powers that once ruled us. Now acting through multinationals, financial institutions, and soft power influence. Ghana's independence means little if Niger is exploited, if Congo's resources are drained, if Libya's bombed, if Sudan is divided. The independence of any one African nation is tied to the freedom and sovereignty of all. We rise together or we remain stuck together in a system not built for us. But there is hope. A new generation is rising, one that questions, one that resists and dares to dream. One that demands a new relationship with a world built on respect, on mutual benefits, and on dignity. And it starts by being honest about where we stand and how much work still lies ahead. Total liberation is not a memory. It's a mission. Thank you. I'm Sammy Nkrumah. And I will see you again here on RTE.